Today's daf is Shvuas Daf Zayin, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. But before we begin, on behalf of the Chabura, I want to wish a Hartzig Mazel Tov to our in-house Gabbai, Aaron Lieberman, on the birth of a baby boy. So as we saw, Masech Shvuas begins Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, and then immediately digresses to other halachos where you have the same theme of shtayim shein arba, yedias atuma shtayim shein arba, yitzias hashabbos shtayim shein arba, and maris negoim shtayim shein arba, and all of these things are discussed in Masechet Shvuos. Obviously, Shvuos shtayim shein arba gets the most print, and the Masechta from the third perek on is really going to get very deep into the laws of Shvuos. But in the interim, there's about three or so weeks of Gemara that deal primarily with Yediyas Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba. So what does Yediyas Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba mean? We saw the Mishnah. It's talking about the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav as it relates to Korban Oyla V'Yair. The halach is, if somebody's Tamei, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody's Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Kachin. If he does so, B'Shoigeg, assuming there was Yediya B'Tchila and Yediya B'Soif, the halach is, he would have to bring a carbon oil v'yoret. And a carbon oil v'yoret is very similar to a carbon chatas, where there are certain averas that if a person did those averas b'shoigig, he would have to bring a carbon chatas. The oil v'yoret was different. It had a kula, so to speak, in that if a person couldn't afford, it was difficult for him to put together the funds to buy the animal that he would need to bring the carbon chatas. So the Torah went a little easy on him, and the Torah said, instead of bringing a big animal, you could bring shnei teirim or shnei bnei yoina. If a person couldn't even afford to bring the shnei teirim or shnei bnei yoina, he could even bring soiles, bring a mincha, meaning the type of carbon, the sug carbon that was brought, was oyla v'yoyred. It could either be more, it could be less. It was dependent on the financial status of this person. Now, what's interesting is that if you look in the psukim that discuss Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there's actually no mention of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. And the primary topic of today's daf, two-thirds of the daf, is going to discuss that we take for granted Yediyah Satumas Shtayin Shein Arba, that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Yediyah B'Tchil, Yediyah B'Soif, Halama in between, Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiba, what type of Halama, but there's a whole industry, a few prokim and shas, that deal with these halachos. If you look in the Pesukim, it doesn't even say a word about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. What does the Pasuk say? It's in the end of Parashas Vayikra, it's Perikei, Psukim, Beis, and Gimel. Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh. If a person touches a davar tameh, oy b'nivlas chaya tmeyah, he touches the nevela of a chaya tmeyah, oy b'nivlas behemah tmeyah, or he touches the nevela of a behemah tmeyah, oy b'nivlas sheretz tameh, or he touches the nevela of a sheretz that's tameh. V'nela mimenu, and then he forgets about it. V'hu tameh, while he was tameh, v'ashem. And he did an avera. What avera? It doesn't say. Oy kiyiga betumas adam v'chol tomasai. Or if this person became tamei, not by touching the nevela of a chayet meya, not by touching the nevela of a behemet meya, not by touching the nevela of a sheretz tamei, but rather by touching a person that was dead or was tamei. V'nela mimenu. Again, he forgot about it. V'hu yada v'ashem. Says the Torah. This is an example of somebody that's going to have to bring a carbon oil v'yoret. So all the Torah said is v'ashem. What v'ashem means, we don't know. Now Chazal will megalot us that it means one of two things. Either he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate kachim. But in the parasha itself of carbon oil v'yoret, there's no reference to Tumas Mikdash. There's no reference to Tumas Kadashav. And that is the question that today's daf is going to begin with. Stating that, it is kedai to realize that the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is mentioned in the Torah. It's mentioned in many places in the Torah. As a matter of fact, we had in the Mishnah Perek Elein Aloikin that if somebody's Tum and he enters the Beis HaMikdash B'mezid, if somebody's Tum and he eats Kachim B'mezid, he's from the Elohim Aloikin. He gets Malkus, which means that there's an Azara somewhere in the Torah. Not just that, if somebody's Tum and he B'mezid enters the Beis HaMikdash, or if somebody's Tamei and he B'mezid eats Kachim, he would be Chayev Karis. So there's an Oynish of Karis that is mentioned Mefurish in the Torah as it relates to somebody that is Tamei and enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats Kachim. There is an Azara that's Mefurish in the Torah, thus Malkus, that is said regarding someone who B'mezid when he is Tamei enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats Kachim. That's psukim in the Torah. You have it in Parshas Nosai, Parshas Chukas, Parshas Emor, Parshas Tzav. We're going to become familiar with some of these psukim as we work through the daf. Stating that, as it relates to the laws of Oila V'Yoyred, which is one of the Si'ife Katon in the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, that's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah. And on that note, the Gemara begins. Tan Rabbanon Minayim She'ein Akasim Medabre Elo B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. How do you know that this parasha, Perikei, the parasha of Korban Oyla V'Yoyred, that clearly is talking about someone Tomei who did an Avera, V'Ashe, for which he's going to be Chayiv Korban Oyla V'Yoyred? How do we know that the Avera was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh? Maybe it's some other Avera, says the Gemara. V'dinu, it makes sense, because Hayob his Avanish Ala Tuma. You find the Torah in other places said that if somebody is Tomei and he's Nichshal Mikdash V'Kadosh B'mezid, there's an Azara, he's Chayiv Malkus. V'Anash, he's Chayiv Koras as well. V'Chayiv Korban Ala Tuma. And now there's another parasha that says that if someone's Tomei and he is Nichshal in something, we don't know what it is, V'Ashem, he does a B'Shoigik, he's going to be Chayiv Korban. So it makes sense to say the Makish, his of Anash Ala Tuma, his of Anash Ala Tuma, Smigdash V'Kadash. Just like you have this parasha where somebody who's Tomei, B'Meza doesn't have Avera, Oynesh, Azara, and what's the Avera? He either enters the Beis HaMikdash or he eats Kachin. Af, Kishachayev, Korban Ala Tuma. That should be a Giloy on this parasha, that although over here it doesn't say it anywhere, Mefurish, but Lechayev, El Al Tumas, Mikdash, Vekadash. Meaning, in theory, it could be the Va'ashen that's mentioned in the parasha of Eilu V'Yoyim, means some other Avera. He was Tomei and he did something else. What? We don't know. Maybe it is something else, but to the extent that we don't know, and this other parashas in the Torah, where the Torah is very clear, it delineates very black and white that if someone's Tomei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash or he eats Kachem, it's very, very terrible. We're going to see many, many psukim mention it in the Torah. Now, those psukim again are talking about somebody that did a B'mezid, he's Chayiv Koras, he's Chayiv Malkus. But it's something that's Mefurish in the Torah, it makes sense that those psukim should be a Gilui on this parasha that's Sasum and say that this parasha too is talking about someone that committed the same Averis, albeit B'shoigig, being that he did a B'shoigig, he's not Chayiv Koras, he's not Chayiv Malkus. What is his Einish going to be? He's going to have to bring the Korban Oyla V'Yoyred. But the Gemara says it's not true. There's actually another parish in the Torah where the Torah says that somebody that's Tomei has a certain Isser, also Kachem related, but not Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And that is, someone that's Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. And if someone who's Tomei eats Truma, he's Chayiv Malkus. If somebody that's Tomei eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Freak the Gemara, so Ve'ema Truma. So maybe the parish of Tomas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, or the parish that we thought is the parasha of Mikdash V'Kadosh, really is not talking about Mikdash V'Kadosh at all. Maybe it means Truma. So maybe the halacha is if somebody's Tomei and B'shoigig eats Truma, he has to bring the Korban Oyla V'Yoyred. And Shehizav Anash, you find that the Torah says that someone that's Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. Somebody that's Tomei and eats Truma is punished. Misa B'Dei Shemayim, says the Gemara, Le'ashkechoy Navoy Misa, D'chayiv Olel Korban. It's true that someone that's Tomei that eats Truma, B'mezid, is punished. But what's his punishment? Misa B'Dei Shemayim. We don't find anywhere, says the Gemara, that if somebody does an Avera B'Shoigig, that had he done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, that the punishment should be that he should have to bring a Korban. Who brings a Korban Chatas? Any person that does an Avera B'Shoigig, that had he done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Koras. Odovish as Doinei Koras. If he does it B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Korban Chatas. But you don't find anywhere that a person who doesn't have Avera B'Shoigig, that had he done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, that he should have to bring a Korban Chatas. So says the Gemara, you have a parsha of Shoigig, where you Chayiv Korban, and you have two options. I could either say it's talking about someone that did an Avera, that had he done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Koras, Mikdash V'Kadosh, or it's talking about someone who did an Avera B'Shoigig, that he'd done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Being that you don't find anywhere that someone who does an Avera B'Shoigig, she's doing a Misa B'Dei Shamayim, brings a Korban, and we know all the Chayiv Chatois are people that had they done their Avera B'Mezid, they would have been Chayiv Koras. So it makes more sense to attribute this parsha that's Sasum to a Chet, that's Zdoinei Koris, which is Mikdash V'Kadoshav, not a Chet, that's Zdoinei Misa B'Dei Shemayim. By the way, what's the difference between Koris and Misa B'Dei Shemayim? So Tosfos Yevamos Daf Beis, Tosfos brings Shitas Rashi. Rashi said that when somebody was Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, so it meant, Lo Yaleinu, that he was going to die prematurely. Someone that was Chayiv Koris, he would die prematurely, and his children would die prematurely as well. But the Bali Tosfos vehemently argued with Rashi. Bali Tosfos say there is an idea where somebody is punished that he and his children die prematurely, but that's something that's mentioned specifically in the parish of Arayas. It's what the Torah refers to as Ariri. So someone who is subject to Ariri, it means that this Misa won't just affect him, but it'll affect his family. That's not what Karis is. So what's the chiluk then between Karis and Misa B'dei Shamayim? So Tosfos says the chiluk is the age. 50 is Misa B'dei Shamayim, 60 is Karis, maybe in the reverse. Tosfos has different gersois. He makes it in Machlokes Bavli, Yerushalmi, Ve'inkam, Kol Milaharech. But it's really a matter of nuances in terms of what the difference is between Misa B'dei Shamayim and Karis. Stating that, Karis is considered more chamor than Misa B'dei Shamayim. We're actually going to get into the sugyas of Karis in the next couple of days, so we'll wait to talk. There's a Ramban al Torah that we need to speak out, but we'll get to that. But the bottom line is, Dovash has doinei karis, you find a concept of shigigasei chatas, but Dovash has doinei misa b'dei shamayim, you don't find anywhere a concept of shigigasei chatas. It says the Gemara, it makes more sense that this parasha is talking about mikdash v'kadosh, of course it's doinei karis, and it's not talking about a tummy that ate shumah, because that's the doinei misa b'dei shamayim. But the Gemara says a nice comeback. What would be if you wouldn't have the parasha of carbon oil of yoyred by Tumas mikdash v'kadosh? If somebody would enter the Beis HaMikdash b'shoigeg while he's tummy, what would halacha be? You'd be chayv chatas, because it's as dovish as doyne karis v'shikigatsay chatas. In other words, the parish of Karbon Oil v'Yoyrid is really a chiddush lekula as it relates to Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshah. Because usually, if somebody is chayv karis for doing something b'mezid, when he does it b'shoigig, he has to bring a karbon chatas. Now, the Oil v'Yoyrid was a chatas, but there was a kula that if somebody couldn't afford to bring the standard carbon, he was able to bring Shnei Torah v'Shnei Bnei Yoyna, or Bedali Dalas, he could even bring a carbon that was made out of flowers, made out of soilus. So says the Gemara, it's true, it makes more sense to attribute a carbon to a Dovash Shizdoyne Karis than to attribute it to a Dovash Shizdoyne Misa B'dei Shamayim. But says the Gemara, being that the Oil V'Yoyrit is really a Kula, so maybe say Fakert. Maybe say for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, there's no Oil of Yoyred, there's the more Chomer Digger carbon, there's the standard Chatas, where we're not going to be more lenient for someone that can't afford to bring the regular Chatas. And Adarab, let's say that the parish of Oil of Yoyred is talking about a Tomesh Achal Shruma, and over there, being that Enochinami, ordinarily, it's his Aveira is not a Dovash Hazdoine Karis. That's why he doesn't bring the typical Chatas, and that's why he can get off with the carbon Oil of Yair. It says the Gemara, Eh, Mahani, Mili, carbon Kavua, Aval Oil of Yair, Nasi. And the truth is, says the Gemara, there's already precedence that people that ordinarily you wouldn't expect to be Chayef to bring a carbon for something that they did are chayiv to bring oil of yoyret. Midi dehavi ashmias kol vapitos vasayim. If you go through the list of people that are chayiv carbon oil of yoyret, says the Gemara, two stand out. One is shvus bitoy. Shvus bitoy, shvus shtayin shein arba, has nothing to do with adavish zdoine karis. Where's the karis element when it comes to shvus bitoy? Now, if somebody makes a shvus shav, it's very chomer, kilo yanaka, it's in the Ten Commandments, in the Aseres Hadibris. But for a shvus bitoy, if somebody says, I swear I'm going to do something, and then he doesn't do it, there's no chi of karis, still there's an oil of a yoyred, or the parish of shvus edus. This is a person that knows edus about something, and the Baldover was Tevei him, come to Bezdin, testify on my behalf, and he swore he doesn't know Edus, and then turns out that he wasn't telling the truth. So he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. These are not parashios of Karis, and still you see there's a halacha of oil of a yoyred. So says the Gemara, maybe Faker. I understand that if the question is oil of a yoyred or nothing, so, and now I can decide, should I attribute the oil of a yoyred to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav or to Tomish Achalas Atruma? So it makes more sense to attribute it to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is more chomer than a Tomish Achalas Atruma. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is a Dovish Zdoine Karis. Tomish Achalas Atruma is a Dovish Achai Misa B'dei Shamayim. Karis and carbon always come together. It makes more sense. But it's really not that or nothing. If there's no oil of a yoyred by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, then he's going to be chayv at regular chatas. So to the contrary, it makes much more sense to say that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, you chayv a regular traditional chatas. Just like if you mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, you even have a desar b'shoigeg. For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav b'shoigeg, you should be chayv chatas. And let the parish of oil of a yoyred be for a Tomish Achalas Atruma. Are you going to ask me, where do you find anywhere that someone that's not chayv b'mezid karis should b'shoigeg be chayv in oil? Look at the parish of Eilu Yoyrit. Shavuos Bitoy is not a Dovash Hazdoine Karis. Shavuos Eidos is not a Dovash Hazdoine Karis. And still you see that they're subject to the laws of Eilu Yoyrit. So it actually makes perfect sense. Look, the Gemara, I'm not crying here, but it says in the Pasuk, Ba, Lemute, Truma. It says in the Pasuk the word Ba, And ba is a miut. Oy ki yiga betumas adam lechol tumas asher yitmar ba v'nela mimenu v'hu yada v'ashen. That's memayit that tshuma has to be excluded. But the Gemara says ema ba lemute mikdash v'kadosh. Maybe to the contrary, there's a miut. So maybe the parasha is talking about a tamei shakal tshuma and ba is coming to be memayit mikdash v'kadosh. The way sagale bela carbon el v'yared adam ma'isi carbon kavur. Like we just said, says the Gemara kari rava led the Rebbe to Reva when he heard this. Kashi says, now I understand Rebbe. Because there's a braisa somewhere where Rebbe gave a pshat. How we know that this pasuk over here, the parish of Vayil V'Yair and parish of Vayikra, is talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. He says, I never understood why Rebbe needed his new pshat. I always thought it should be obvious. What else does the pasuk mean when it says V'Hashem? Now I know what it could mean. It could mean Tamei She'achal Esat Shuma. And that's why Rebbe needed a new pshat. And Rava was so excited with the godless of Rebbe, the Rebbe preempted this kasha, and therefore in a braisa set up pshat, and he quoted the pasuk doila mayim mibayrei samukim. Rebbe is someone that knows how to take water from deep pits. Either way, the Tanya, what's his braisa? Rebbe says, ekrani chaya behema lama nemra. If you look at the pasuk, so the pasuk describes this person that's tamei. It says oynefesh ashatiga b'chaldaver tamei. How do you become Tomei? And the Torah goes into very graphic detail describing how exactly he became Tomei. Either he touched in a veil of a Chayat Meir, he touched in a veil of a Behemet Meir, he touched in a veil of a Sheretz that's Tomei, or he touched an Adam that's Tomei. Either way, the Rebbe was bothered. Once it says that if this person touches a Chayat Meir, he's Tomei, so that if he's Va'ashem, he brings a carbon out of a Yayid. Why does the Torah have to single out that if he touched in the veil of a Behema Tmeya? And the Kasha is that Behema and Chaya always come together. Chay Bechal Behema, or Behema Bechal Chaya, Ayin Rashi. So Rebbe was bothered. Why did the Torah have to single out that if he became Tame by touching a Behema, he's going to be subject to these laws? Once I know that if he became Tame by touching a Chaya, he's subject to the laws, then Behema should be included in that. Said Rebbe, I'll tell you the reason. Because the Torah wanted to write the word Behema, have an extra word in this parasha, to set up a building block for Gzeirah Shav. Because there's another parasha in the Torah where it says Behema Tmeya. And that parasha is a pasuk in Parashat Tzav, where the Torah says that if somebody's Tomei and he bemezit eats kachim, if the halt cup, the halach is, he's going to be chayiv karis. And ma lahalon tumas kodesh. And that pasuk specifically is talking about someone that's tummy that eats kachim, afkan tumas kodesh. To be megala to us that this pasuk over here is talking about tumas kodeshav. So it's not because of some theoretical, what else could it be talking about? No, we know what else it could be talking about. We have a gzereshav. It says the word Behema Tmeya here, and it says Behema Tmeya in another parish, and that parish is clearly talking about someone who was Tomei, he ate kachem b'mezid, he's chayiv karis, to tell me that this parasha is talking about the same thing. Okay, so we solved half the problem. Ashkechon Tumas Kodesh, Tumas Mikdash Minolan. How do you know Tumas Mikdash? Amakra, Bechal Kodesh Leisiga, Vela Mikdash Leisava. It's the pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Tazria. By the way, we had a very similar daf that went through a lot of these psukim and Pesachtes Makis. So there were a few daf in smack in the middle of Makis that were very technical. So this was one of them. Either way, it says Bechal Kodesh Leisiga. Over there, we were trying to figure out how do you know someone that's Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash, or someone that's Tomei that eats Kachim, b'mezid is chayiv malchus. Here we're trying to figure out the ilu b'yoyi. But either way, it says b'chol kodesh loy siga, which means you're not allowed to eat kachim if you're tamei. V'la mikdash loy sova, you're not allowed to enter the base of mikdash if you're tamei. Iskash mikdash l'kodesh. So we compare mikdash to kodesh, so that as it relates to the ilu b'yoyi, once we establish via the gzeira shava that if someone's tamei and b'shoyi eats kachim, he's chayiv ilu b'yoyi. So too, we now know that if somebody's Tomei and he b'shoigig enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayv to bring a carbon oil of year. But the Gemara says, Yachi Truma Nami, if you're going to tell me b'chol kodesh leisig b'al HaMikdash leisavoy, has a right to somehow teach me, be megalitas, how to understand the parish of Eilu V'yayred of Tuma, then l'chura, that l'chura should be that if somebody's Tomei and he b'shoigig eats Truma, he should also be chayv Eilu V'yayred. The Amar Mar, b'chol kodesh leisig b'al Rabbi says HaTuma. It says b'chol kodesh, what's b'chol coming to be Marba, even Tuma. So if that pasuk somehow could be megalitas, how to understand the parish of Eilu V'yayred and parish of Vayikra, even though that pasuk is in parish of Tazria, but somehow that pasuk links to this pasuk right here, and then the parashas Vayikra, and it's for that reason I know that everything mentioned in that pasuk is subject to Eilu V'yayred. So Hamikdash Lo Yisaveh is mentioned there. That's how I know there's Oilu V'Yoyrid for a Tomei that enters the Beis Hamikdash. But in that pasuk, I also know a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. So tell me that if a Tomei eats Truma B'Shoigig, Behaloma, he should be subject to Oilu V'Yoyrid. And we know that's not the halacha. But the Gemara says that's not a kasha, because Hamiyat Rachmana Ba. Didn't we say earlier, if you're halting cup, it says ba, balamute truma. There's a miyot. So the miyot tells me that it can't be truma. But the Gemara says, maybe say balamute mikdash. How do you know ba should be mamay truma? Maybe ba should be mamay mikdash. I mean, the only thing that I have a furish in this pasuk by Oilavi right now is a tamei sha'achal asakoydash. How do I know it? From the gzeir shava, behema tmeya, behema tmeya. We want to be marba mikdash. How would we be marba mikdash from the hekesh? Bechol kodesh loisiga vela mikdash loisava. So just like they come together there, they're going to come together here. But the Gemara says I could also be marba truma because bechol kodesh loisiga is the rabbi says a truma. Says the Gemara, it says ba. Okay, so I know that we have a right to be marba, but at the same time, I also know we have to be mamay. So the Gemara assumes it makes more sense to be marba mikdash and be mamay truma. But the Gemara says maybe just the opposite. Maybe be marba truma. So if a tame eats kachim b'shoigeg, he'll be chayav oil v'yoyed. Or if a tame eats truma b'shoigeg, he'll be chayav oil v'yoyed. But if a tame enters the Beis HaMikdash b'shoigeg, he won't be chayav oil v'yoyed. Says the Gemara, no. Mistabra mikdash loy mematina shakem b'kars. It makes more sense to be marba mikdash to kadashav and be memai truma. Because kadashav and mikdash have something in common. What do they have in common? If you do both of them, b'mezit, you chayav kars. If you eat shruma when you're tamei v'mezid, you only chayev misa b'dei shamayim. So let's be marba, the one that's more similar. Which one is more similar? Mikdash. Mar says, adarabba, I think truma lo mimatina shekein achilu kamaisa. I can argue that truma and kachshav are something more in common. They're more similar. They both involve eating. If somebody is tamei and he eats kachshav, if somebody is tamei and he eats truma, entering the Beis HaMikdash is a whole different act. It's a whole different pa'ula. It's a whole different azara. So again, says the Gemara, mechitesi, how do you know what to be marba and what to be memayit? Elo, my Rava, so Rava said, you're right. Meaning, we figured out half. We solved half the puzzle. We know how this pasuk that's discussing someone that's tamei and he's va'ashem b'shoigig, he's chayv to bring oil v'yoyed, is talking about where he ate kachin b'shoigig. How do I know that? It's gzeir shava. It says, behemot, Tameya, didn't have to say that. It says Beim Tameya regarding someone that's tummy that bemazed eats kachim, he's chayiv karis. Just like that, Parashah Beheim Tameya is clearly, explicitly talking about someone tummy that ate kachim. So too, this Parashah is going to be talking about the same thing. The question is, how do we know mikdash? And by extension, how do we know not truma? Says the Gemara, Elo HaRava, the answer is as follows. Sholich Krisos B'Shlamim Lom. Rava said that if you scan all the psukim in the Torah that talk about someone that's tummy that eats kachim, you're going to see it actually says it three times in the Torah. There's three times in the Torah that the Torah mentions that someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat kachim. Just mention them to you. And not just that, that if he eats it, he's chayiv karis. It says it twice in Parashat Tzav. Two psukim in succession, which is very rare. The pasuk says, "Vanefesh ashtoicha basim izavach hashlamim asher Hashem." If somebody's going to eat from the meat of a carbon shlamim, v'tumasa yalav, while he's in a state of tuma, v'nichrasa anefesh ahim me'amel, he's chayiv karis. Next pasuk, "Vanefesh kisiga bechal tamei, v'nivla sadam, v'vehem etmeya, v'bechal shekets tamei, v'acham ibsar zavach hashlamim asher Hashem." If a person is going to be tamei and he's going to eat again from a shlamim, v'nichrasa anefesh ahim me'amel. So you have two psukim, one after the other. Parshas Tzav. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavalev, where the Torah says the same thing. The Torah says if somebody's tamei and he eats from a shlamim, we're going to see why that's significant. The halacha is that he's chayiv karas. And then the Pasuk says it again in Parshas Emor, Ish. It says it in Parshas Chukas, actually. Again, the same Pasuk, where you have this idea that a person that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. So Rava was bothered. Shalish krisos b'shlamim lama. Why does Torah have to say it three times? Achas leklal. One to tell me the general idea that someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. The achas leprat. One to tell me what type of kachim someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat, and if he eats, he's going to be chayiv karis. The achas L'tumah haksuva b'teira stam, ve'enu yedei amayi, and want to be megala on another parasha that deals with a tameh and kachim, but it's a parasha that's sasum, it was written stam ve'enu yedei amayi, and it's coming to be megala what that is, hevi oimer, tumas Kodesh. And it's coming to be Megala that this is exactly what it's referring to. V'meinoy inyan l'tumas Kodesh, denafkele mederebi, t'neyo inyan l'tumas mikdash. So what's going on over here? Rava said as follows. Rava said, if you look in the Torah, there's three times it says that a Tommy is not allowed to eat kachim. Three times. Why do I need it three times? He's just like this. Once to tell me a Tommy is not allowed to eat kachim. And if he does, he's chayv kars. The second time to tell me what type of kachim. Now what type of kachim? The Torah gives an example of kachim. Zevach shlomim. To tell me it has to be similar to a shlomim. What's unique about a shlomim? A shlomim is a carbon. A shlomim is not just kachim, but it goes on the mizbeach. There's a seder akrov, a voida that was done with a shlomim. As opposed to kachim bed akabayas, for example, something that has kedusha, but it's not something that was carved on the mizbeach. Over there, you're not going to have the halacha that if a tummy eats it, he's going to be chayiv karas. Okay, that explains why you need two. What about three? Why do you need the third pasuk? Says the Gemara, you know why you need the third pasuk? Because there's another parsha in the Torah where the Torah is talking about someone's tummy, he did an aver, he has to bring an oil of yored. It's our parsha that we're discussing, parsha's Vayikra, and it's awesome. We have no idea what it's talking about. So the Torah wrote an extra hazara, an extra chorus in the parasha of Tomei She'ochel HaKodesh to be megala on that parasha. Meaning, I don't need another pasuk to tell me that a Tomei that eats kachim amezit is chayiv karas. But I do need help understanding Perek Hei and Parashas Vayikra, the parasha of Eilu V'Yoyred. So, Eino Inyin, Le Tomei She'ochel HaKodeshim B'mezit that is chayiv karas, because I already have two psukim that told it to me, Tineyu Inyin to the parasha of Eilu V'Yoyred. But one more step. I don't really need, says Rava, a pasuk to tell me that if someone's tummy and he b'shoigig eats kachem, he's chayv oil of yoyred. Because for that I had Rebbe. That was Rebbe's gevaldiga doyle mayim ibeiros amukim. That was his gzeres shava. It says behemet tmeya extra, and it says it again in Parashat Sav. So I know already that a tummy that eats kachem b'shoigig is going to be chayv carbon oil of yoyred. So I'm in a union l'kodesh. And that's how I know Tumas Mikdash. So I know Tumas Kodesh, says Rava, that's the Gzeirah Shava Behemet Tmeya, Behemet Tmeya. Directly from the parasha of a Tomei She'ochelas HaKodesh B'mezid that is Chayiv Karas. How do I know that a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash B'shoigi that he has to bring an oil of Yoyred? Because I have an extra chorus in the parasha of Tomei She'ochelas HaKodesh B'mezid. Emeinu Inyin L'Tomei She'ochel B'mezid Tnei Inyin L'shoigik. And Emeinu Inyin L'Kodeshov, because I know that already from the Gzeirah Shava, the Rebbe, Tnei Inyin L'Mikdash. By the way, there's a very nice Rashi here, so I don't want to sidetrack. Stay focused, but there happens to be a very nice Rashi here, where Rashi asks Akasha that achas leklal v'achas leprat. It says that a tummy that eats kachin is chayiv karas, and then it says a tummy that eats a shlomim is chayiv karas. So what do we say? We say that shlomim is megala on the klal, and what does it tell me? It tells me that the whole klal is going to be similar to shlomim. And what does similar to shlomim mean? It has to be kachin mizbeach. As fake Rashi, what happened to the rule of klal uprat? I thought klal uprat ein bechlal elamash uprat. That was Matzah Shabbos' daf, right? Shabbos was daf. Klal uprat, ribuy miyot. Isn't this a classic klal uprat? So Rashi says a very important insight. Rashi says the only time you say klal uprat, that's if they're close to each other. They're in the same pasuk. They're at least in the same zip code, right? They have to be somewhat in close proximity to each other. If, however, they're far from each other, so you have a klal on one side of the world and you have a prat on the other side of the world, so that's a different one of the yud gimel midah shatir nidrash hashpahem. It's not number four, which is klal uprat. It's number eight. Kol davar shehayu bechlal v'yotza min haklal lamed. It's a different midah. So there's two midah shatir nidrash hashpahem that deal with the idea of klal uprat. When they're right next to each other, that's klal uprat in bechal elamash uprat. When they're removed from, they're meruchakin zumizu, says Rashi, that's kol davar shehayu bechlal. So now you know the rest of the story. Just how to understand yud gimel midah shatir nidrash hashpahem. But Rashi asks another kasha. Rashi says that if you're going to be marba, everything similar to shlomim, shouldn't you be marba te'in aprat? At least say that a kol davar shehayu bechlal v'yotzam and haklal l'lamed, where it's melamed al haklal kulo, is similar to the prat, it should be the same as a klal pratu klal, where you marba ke'in haprat. And Rashi says it's clearly not that way. Meaning klal pratu klal, where the halacha is yatadon el ke'in haprat, has a different result than when you say kol davar shehayu bechlal v'yotzam and haklal l'lamed, loy l'lamed al atzma yotza, el l'lamed al haklal kula yotza, super geshmak, but we don't really have time to go through this now. Either way, just stay in focus, says the Gemara, that even though Rava came up with a nice pshat, where this gimel krisos b'shlamim lama, but it doesn't work out. You know why? It's all predicated on there being an extra pasuk. There really is no extra pasuk. I need all three krisos. I need one to tell me the klal, one to tell me the prat to be malamid ala klal kuloi, and the third one I need to be marbid that if a tummy eats kachim, even if it's something that ordinarily is not nechel, as long as it's something that's karev on the mizbeach, even if it's not nechel, such as wood, the atzei marochel. So it was something that was on the mizbeach, but people don't usually sit down and eat wood. So the halacha is that that will be included in this halacha. There's going to be a chiyuv karis. And says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Amar Dvar Mishein and Nechol Min Chayav and Aleha Karis. Even though there's a man, Amar Reb Shimon, who argues with that, so maybe you'll tell me that Rav's Joshua works according to the man, Amar, that disagrees with that, Mishum Tumah. But he too needs the extra karis, Le Rabbois, La Suye Chatois Apnimios, to tell me that if a Tomei eats kachim, but what type of kachem? A chatos penimi, a chatos, that's kachem is beach. But something with akrova, the avodas adam was done bifnim, it was done in the heichal, as opposed to ruba de ruba of karbonis, whose avodas adam was done on the mizbeach achitzin. There was some, most karbonis, the avodas adam was done on the mizbeach achitzin. Right? When you picture the mizbeach, you think of the mizbeach with the ramp. So that was the mizbeach achitzin, that was the mizbeach that was in the azara. That's where almost all the avodas on the mizbeach were done. Yeah, there was another mizbeach. There was a mizbeach that was inside the heichal, and there was certain karbanos, very, very few, the karbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur, Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, Par Kayim Mashiach, right, you would have learned the Hiriyas, so he could tell you all these things. But either way, so over here you have all those halachas where the Avodas Adam was done bifnim, it wasn't done bachutz. There were even karbanos where the Avodas Adam was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the, again, the Seyd Avodah and Yom Kippur involved Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. But either way, says Reb Shimon, that without an extra pasuk, I would have thought that maybe the only time a tummy that eats kachim, b'mezid eschayiv karis, is only if it's a kachim that's similar to a shlomim, whose Avodah Saddam was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzim. But what about a chatas pnimi? What about a carbon whose Avodah was done b'fnim? Maybe there it's going to be different. And what's the precedence for that? I would have thought, "Hey, I'm Reb Shimon Kol Shein and Karvel Mizbeach Achitzim Kishlam in Chayav Leib Shum Pigol." Just like Reb Shimon said that any carbon that wasn't brought on the Mizbeach Achitzim is not subject to laws of pigol, because when the Torah says the halacha pigol, it says it by a shlom. Now we know it's not just shlomim; it's all karbanos. But Reb Shimon says no, it's not all karbanos. It has to be similar to a shlomim, and just like a shlomim was carved on the Mizbeach Achitzim, it's only subject. It's only nogeya, a carbon that again was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So I would have thought, Mishum Tumah Nami Loi, maybe the laws of Tumah, which also was said by a Shlomim, the Prat is a Shlomim. So maybe it's only true by a carbon that's similar to Shlomim that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Kamash Malon Dimichayev. So again, Ravel said that I have three krisos that was said by a Tumah that b'meizid eats kachim. One to tell me the klal. You have to know that a tummy that eats kachim b'mezid is chayiv karis. Want to tell me the prat, similar to shlomim. And just like shlomim is kachim mizbeach, it's only true by kachim mizbeach as opposed to kachim b'degabayis. What do I need a third one for? So meina inyan b'mezid nei inyan b'shoikik. And meina inyan l'tumas kadosh b'shoikik nei inyan l'tumas mikdash b'shoikik. That was the Gemara Shtikl Torah. That's what Rava said, gevaldik. But says the Gemara, it's all true if there's an extra karis by it's not extra, because I need it for one of two things. Either I need it to be marba, even if a tameh eats kachem, kachem is beach, that people don't usually eat, such as the levoina, such as the atzei barocha. So two good examples. And even though there is a man number of Shimon who holds that you're really not chayiv karis if you do that, but I could still give you an example. And that is, how would I know a chatas apnimi? Maybe argue it's only similar to the prat. The prat was a shlomim, which is kachim mizbeach, that's karven mizbeach achitzin. How do I know kachim mizbeach, that's karven mizbeach apnimi? And by the way, who's the one that holds that if a tamei eats something that the derech is not to eat, he's not chayv karis, it's Reb Shimon. So you would think, according to Reb Shimon, maybe I have an extra pasuk. But Reb Shimon gufa holds that there's no pigel for any karven that was brought in mizbeach apnimi. Why not? Because it's not similar to the prat of pigle, which is shlomim. So you have the same exact taina right here. The prat here by Tomish Achas HaKadosh B'mezid is also shlomim. So again, I need the extra chorus by Tomish Achas HaKadosh, either l'rabbis, something that the derech is not to eat, or according to Reb Shimon, L'rabbis chatoyis apnimis. So again, I don't have anything extra. So we know Tomas Kodesh, that's behemet meyat behemet meyat, the gzeir shav. That was Rebbe's brice of doyle mayimi by Rizamukim. But how do I know Tomas Mikdash, elami nardoi, mishmei de Rava, shalosh tumois b'shlamim lam. Said Rava, or nardoi in the name of Rava, that if you look in those same three psukim that Rava had brought, the three places in the Torah where it says Tomas Sha'achal es HaKodesh b'meizid is chayv karas. So it says three times is chayv karas. It also mentions the word Tumah three times in those psukim. Why do I have to say Tumah all three times? Let it just say Karas. Says the Gemara, Achas laklav, Achas laprat, Achas latumah, Aksuvah b'Torah stam. Same Torah. Ve'eni yodea mahi, Hevi yoymer, Tumas Kodesh. Ve'meini in Tumas Kodesh, then after the Rebbe, Tenei in Tumas Kodesh. Same exact Teretz. But instead of learning it from the extra Karas, there's a ribuy goof in those psukim. It says Tumah an extra time. So I know why I need the three krisos, as we just mentioned, but the extra word Tumah in the three respective parishes, that's going to maybe come teach me that Tumas Mikdash B'shoigeg is chayiv by l'biyayim. But the Gemara says, "Hey, nami ribayilei." What kind of kasha is that? You want to know why it says tum in those psukim? Because it says karis, and you only chayiv karis if you are tummy. So obviously, it has to say tumma. You have to know what the Gemara's kasha was. "Hey, nami ribayilei." I did the bayil mikhtav karis. Look at the Rabba Bo, cause of nami tumas. How could the Torah say that there's a chayiv karis without telling me that the person's tummy? If the only time you chayiv karis is if the person was Tomei. Ella ma Rava, so Rava said, you're right. Asya tumasai tumasai. Now I know that someone that's Tomei, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, b'shoigeg, that is chayiv korban olav yoyred. I learned from Gzeir Shav. Ksiv hacha. It says over here in the parashah of olav yoyred, the word tumasai, o yiga betumas, adam l'chol tumasai. V'ksiv hasam, and it says in parashah Chukas, where the Torah is talking about a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash b'meizid. I'll read the passage. Kol anegea b'meiz b'nefesh adam asher yomas, v'lo yischato, es mishkan Hashem timei. So it's clear what's going on here. As Mishkan Hashem Timei, he was Tamei, he obviously entered the Mishkan. Why else says Mishkan Hashem Timei? So he entered the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says, V'nichrasu ha'nefesh ha'imi Yisrael, ki mei nida le'zirak olof, Tamei yiyah oytumasai boy. Again, it says the word, Tamei yiyah oytumasai boy. And we learn from there, ma'alahal and Tumas Mikdash. That's clearly talking about Tumas Mikdash. Avkan Tumas Mikdash. So what's the makar that the Olav Yoyrei is talking about Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav? It's not mefurish in the Torah. All the Torah says va'ashen. Zul basar svara. Shouldn't it be obvious? What else could it be talking about? I'll tell you what else it could be talking about. It could be talking about a tamish achalasa truma. There's no extra psukim anywhere. We thought maybe no extra words, no extra psukim, no extra parashiyos. So what does it boil down to? It boils down to two gzeirah shavas. There's a gzeirah shava behemet tmeya tumas kadashav. There's a gzeirah shava tumasai to Mikdash, and it's from the two Gzeirah Shavas that I know what that parasha is talking about. What's the parasha talking about? Tumas Mikdash v'Kodeshav. If you do it b'mezid, there's Malkus, there's Karis. If you do it b'shoigig, as long as it was Yediyah b'tchila, Yediyah b'soif, you meet the parameters, the halacha is going to be chayiv korban oylo v'yar. But the Gemara has one final kasha, and that is, we had the word ba in the beginning of the sugya, where ba was being memayit something. We weren't sure what it's memayit. The Gemara came out that it's memayit tamish oichel es ha-truma. Now says the Gemara like this: Bishloima, if the pasuk could mean anything, so it could mean everything too. If it could mean everything, so I need but to tell me what it doesn't mean to be memayit tamish oichel es ha-truma, that he doesn't make a korban oylo v'yoyred. But now we're saying that this is not just a hefker velt, that this pasuk can mean no. It's very tailor made. We know the pasuk means Tumas Mikdash. I have Gzeir Shavah for that. I know it means Tumas Kodeshav. I have Gzeir Shavah for that. So what would be the Havamina that it means Truma, that I should need the word Ba to now be Mamaya Truma? So Freik the Gemara, Bishloima, if there were no specific positive drushes teaching me Mikdash for Kodeshav, so it can mean anything. So let's look at what it could possibly mean. There's three possibilities. I know it's not all three, so I need a meal to tell me which one it's not. It's not Tamish Akalas Achuma. But now you're telling me that we're not basing it on Dovashahiyah, Bachlal, Vayahatsim, Minaklal. It's nothing to do with it. This is a Gzeirah Shavah. It's very customized. It means Tumas Mikdash, Tumasi, Tumasi. It means Tumas Kadashah, Behemet Meya, Behemet Meya. So, Nehechet Tesi, that it should be Solka Daitach, that Tomish achlas hatshuvish v'chayv karbon elu v'yoyit. So frank the Gemara v'ala ba'ala mali, says the Gemara, the rabbis nivlas oiftar. The pasuk, when it goes through different examples of how this person became Tomei, when he was nichshol and mikdash v'kadoshav, so it goes through the whole gamut of possibilities of how you can possibly be Tomei. It talks about a nefesh ashatika b'chol davar Tomei, nivlas chayet meya, nivlas behemet meya, nivlas sheretz Tomei, a person. What about nivlas oiftar? What if somebody touches an oiftar? Now, the truth is, if somebody touches, then a veil of an oiftar doesn't become tame. Oif has a special place in the laws of Toma, and that is it's only metama, tumas beis abliya. You have to eat it in order to become tame. But if you touch it, not. So it is a little bit different. So says the Gemara, how would I know that if a person ate nivlas oiftar, he became tame, and then he ate kachim, or he entered the Beis Hamikdash b'shoygig? How do I know that he has to bring an oil of a yoyret? So ba is marba that. Fake the Gemara. Ba is marba? Ha'amrit ba miyutahu. What's going on over here? I thought ba is a mute. We have to figure out what it's mamayit. How could you suddenly throw a curveball and tell me it's actually marba? So the Gemara gishmak. Mishum de miyutahu ayater. I'll explain. Ksiv, it says, oikiga. Because the pasik, that, again, one of these two psukim that talk about the oil of a yoyret, it says, oikiga betumas adam. The bar negia in, the la bar negia loy. Oikiga sounds like the only time you chayiv tumas mikdash v'kadosh v'oil of a yoyret. As if it became tomei al yidei, something that you become tomei by coming in contact with him. Oikiga. In contrast to something that you can't become tomei by merely touching. Like we just said, the nevel of an oiftar, you only become tame if you eat it. Tumas beis abliya. But if you just touch it, you don't become tame. So oikiyiga is really a miut. It was already mema'et nivlas oiftar. That if you became tame, tumas beis abliya of a nivlas oiftar, and then come in contact with mikdash v'kadosh of the shoygi, you're not going to be chayiv by the yard. Viksiv ba, and now it says ba. So why do I need a second miut? You're right, ba's a miut. But you know why this second miyut's going to be marba? Because I have two miyutim. And what's the rule? Have a miyut acha miyut, a miyut acha miyut, elo le rabbi. So the bottom line is, you have a parish of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Perikei, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and Parashas Vayikra. It says that if somebody is Tomei and he enters Beis HaMikdash or he eats Kachin B'Shoigik, what's the halacha? He has to bring a carbon oil of a yared. If you sit down and you go through the psukim yamava sedra unkelis, it's not going to help you. It doesn't say anywhere that we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. And that was the Gemara's kasha. That's the question that was posed at the beginning of the daf. Minai, how do you know that that's what it's talking about? What else could it be talking about? Maybe it's talking about a tummy that it's truma. You find also the Torah is very bad. There's an azara. There's misa b'day shamayim. How do I know? How in the world do I know that we're talking about mikdash v'kadoshav in the first place? So after a whole Amid and a half of Gemara, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, I know it from two Gzeirah Shavas. It says Behemet Tmeya, which it didn't have to say. It also says Behemet Tmeya by Tomei She'ochal Kodshim B'mezit. So we apply the concept of Kodeshav to this parasha. It says L'chol Tumasai. It also says Tumasai in the parasha of the Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash B'mezit, Smishkan Hashem Timei. We apply Tumas Mikdash over here, and that's how I know we're talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. Maybe it's talking about Tomei She'ochal Satchuma. I don't have a Gzeirah Shava for that. If I don't have a Gzeirah Shavah for that, that's how I know we must mean Dafka Mikdash V'Kadoshav and not Tomei She'achal Es HaTrumah. The Mishnah had said that when does Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav beget an Oil V'Yoyred? That's if there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was Yediyah B'Saif. What if the person had Yediyah B'Tchila but he didn't have Yediyah B'Saif? And after Sunday's Daf, it became apparent that it's not so hard to have Yediyah, because Abaye said Yediyah is beis rabbi. As long as a kid, when he was in cheder, he learned that there's a concept of a tameh, and a tameh is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim. That's already considered Yediyah. He didn't have to be aware of the fact that he was tameh when he became tameh. Yediyah is beis rabbi. That was the big chiddush. The only way it's possible not to have Yediyah, the Gemara says, if he's a tinuk shenishba bein ha'akum. A tinuk shenishba, that's the only way it's even possible. Otherwise, it's always going to be considered that he had Yediyah. So what if this person had Yediyah, and then he b'shoigig ate kachim, he b'shoigig entered the Beis HaMikdash, and he still hasn't been made aware of it? He did a very bad avera. He did something for which he's chayiv karis. So how does this person get kapara, at least in the interim? So the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol used to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, and he would bring the sar echad Hashem, was a Sar Echad Azazel. The Sar Echad Hashem was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Or, at the very least, it was Poyla. That was the Lashon HaMishnah. It suspended any judgment, any impending things that are supposed to happen to this person until he becomes aware of it. And if he becomes aware, then he'll bring the Eil of Yairit. But in the interim period, the Sar Echad Hashem was... So the Sar Azazel was Mechaper on everything. Except for Mikdash V'Kadoshav, for that, there was a Sar Echad Hashem. So we spoke out a lot of rain, Shavu Staff Beis, that's the case. When Shalom Parnas Faseinu, we get so excited when we say the Seder Avodah and Yom Kippur that we're reciting the Sar Echad Hashem, and we're going to get, what are we getting Kapara for? For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, how do we even have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? The Maril is Kasha, there's no Mikdash V'Kadoshav as Manazah. Okay, so you'll make it totally in the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, if Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel HaShaita V'Kitchel HaSalav, according to the Rambam Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis Abchir, but even according to the Rambam Shita that you have, Kedushav is Manazah, but Mikdash Kachem you certainly don't have, and who goes to, I mean, it's not something that's very shchiach. It's not something that's very likely to happen. And according to the Ravid, it's not even an issue. Either way, so we spoke out a lot of the raid that we needed to speak out. The Meshach Chachman, Parshas Pinchas, the Ikr Kedusha, the Ikr Mikdash V'Kadosh of Klal Yisrael, for us will be Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Seicham, but now we have more of a technical aspect, and that is, how do we know that if there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Seif, that the halacha is that the Sar Echad Hashem was mechaper. Tanu Rabbanon v'chiper ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisro. So the pasuk over there is describing the Sar Echad Hashem, and the pasuk says, "What is a mechaper for?" You have to know this pasuk for the rest of the daf. V'chiper ala kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisro umi pesheim l'chol chatoisam v'chein yasa loyomoyet hashoichin itam b'toich tumasam. So there's a lot of words that suggest the word chet going on in this pasuk, and these words are bidiyuk, and these are the words that the Gemara is going to dash. It says the Gemara. So the pasuk clearly says that the Sar Echad Hashem was mechaper for tuma v'chiper ala kodesh mitumois b'nei Yisrael, says the Gemara. So let's scan the Torah again and see what type of averos are associated with tuma. Says the Gemara, I have three. Yesh li b'inyan zeh lahavi sholosh tumois. And three averos that we're all familiar with. Tumas avodah zarah, v'tumas gilui arayos, v'tumas shfichas damim. Maybe the pasuk means that the Sar Echad Hashem was mechaper for the gimel averos chamuros, which would make a lot of sense, that the Sar Echad Hashem, that's what it was mechaper for, the three biggest averos, the three cardinal sins. Says the Gemara, where do you find tumah associated with the gimel averos chamuros? By avodah zarah, the pasuk says regarding moilech, vani etines pone beishahu vechrati yose mikerev amoy ki mizaroi nosan la moilech leman tameyes mikdashi. Now we had a mesachta sanhedrin of machloikis if moilech was really avodah zarah. Like Ramban says, it was Baal. That the avodah zarah of Baal that appears throughout Nach was Moilach. Moilach is Miloshen Melech. Baal is Miloshen Vehuyim Sholbach. But either way, but you see the word Tuma in relation to Moilach, which Pashtis was avodah zarah. B'shvichas Begilah Rayas, who I'm a Begilah Rayas, it says, Ushmartem es Mishmarti, the Vilti Asois Mechukas Atoevas Ashenasu Lufnechem, Lose Tamu Behem, Ani Yashem Elokeichem. So you see the word Tuma associated with Begilah Rayas. Tuma Ksev Bakar Rayas of Sarasaita fame. When you learn Mesachtes Yevamos, and when it comes to Shvichas Damim, who I mervele Satameh Asaretz, so you find Tuma associated with Avodah Zarah, Gilai Rai Shvichas Damim. So maybe the Sar Echad Hashem wasn't mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Maybe it was mechaper for three averos chamuros that it makes a lot of sense that the Avodah that was Nasav Pnim on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol was being mechaper for those three tumas. So the Gemara, Yochel, al gimel tumas halol yeisar mechaper. No, Talmud loymar mitumais bnei Yisrael. It says mitumais bnei Yisrael, v'loy kol tumais. Okay, which one? Ma matzinu shechalak hakasuv miklal kol tumais. Which tuma do you find that the Torah singled out from amongst the other tumas? Heavy yomer tumas mikdash v'gadosha. You find that in other areas. Avkan Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it says Mi Tumais, which is Mashma, not all Tumais. Mamotzino teaches me that we mean a certain type. Which one? Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Because you find that the Torah was Maitzi, was Cholak HaKosav Michlal in other areas. What are those other areas? So you're going to be in suspense until you learn Davchas. Rabbi Shimon says, Mim Koymai Hu Mukhra. You don't need to have come on to a Mamotzino. In the Pasuk, Mineu Be. I know which tumah we're discussing. Because Hareyu Oimer, V'chiper al ha-kodesh mi tumah. Mi tumah shal kodesh. We're talking about a tumah that's associated with kodesh. Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh of. It says V'Chiper Al HaKodesh mean Tumas. What does Kodesh mean? So Tuma, but Kodesh means somebody that was Tomei. He ate kachim, somebody that was Tomei. He entered the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't get Karis because it wasn't B'meiz. Doesn't get Makos because it wasn't B'meiz. He can't get the oil of a Yer because there's no Yediyah B'tchila V'Zayf. That's the Sarech Al Hashem. That's what it's going to be Mechaper. Yochel Al Kol Tumas Shav HaKodesh. I would have thought it's Mechaper on every Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh of. Talmud Loimeo Mi Pesheim L'chol Chatoisam. Chatoim dumi de pshat, ma pshat mishein b'nei carbon. Av chatoim mishein b'nei carbon. It has to be dafka for someone that can't otherwise bring a carbon. Meaning the same pasuk v'chiper al hakodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael. I told you you're gonna have to go through every word in this pasuk. It says umi pesheyem l'chol chatoisam. Pesheyem is mezid. Pesha is when you do an avera b'mezid. Chatoisam is when you do an avera b'shoygi. So we say that this avera is something that's similar to a pesha. Just like a pesha, you do an avera b'mezid, you never bring a carbon for doing an avera b'mezid, almost never. So too, you don't, we're talking about someone that's not a bar carbon. Not a bar carbon, meaning you're not shaykh to oil of a yoyred. If you're shaykh to oil of a yoyred, you wouldn't get kapara from the Sarach al Hashem. We're talking about someone that's not shaykh to oil of a yoyred, meaning there was no yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'saif. Because if it was yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'saif, vanilla v'yada, then we know already you'd have oil of a yoyred. So obviously we're talking about where there's no oil of a yoyred. Okay. Now what did the Mishnah say? When do you get the Sarach al Hashem? Where there was no yediyah b'tchila b'saif, because then you're oil of a yoyred, but there was yediyah b'tchila, there's just no yediyah b'saif. So how do you know that? U'minay liyesh ba yediyah b'tchila v'ein b'yediyah b'saif, she'sar z'etoyla, tamaloy me'lechol chatoisam, chay v'chatois b'mashma. Someone that could be later will be chay v'chatos. It says lechol chatoisam, the only way you'll be shaykh to a chatos later, the chatos of oil of a yoyred, is if you had yediyah b'tchila, later when you have yediyah b'saif, now you'll be shaykh to chatos. So again, we know that the Sarach al Hashem was mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav because it says Tumas. So we're clearly talking about Tumas. Maybe it means the Tumas of Zogi L'Rai Shvi Chazdamim. So either I know from a Mamatzino, which we'll see on Daf Ches, or it's from the Chiper al HaKodesh Mi Tumas. Clearly we're talking about a Tumas that's associated with Kachem. I also know that it's not talking about someone that had Yediyah B'Tchila B'Yediyah B'Saif because that person is Chayiv Karban. And it says Umi Pesheyem, similar to a Pesha, just like Pesha, when someone does an Aver B'mezi, he's not Chayiv Karban. This person that's getting Kapara, obviously is not Chayiv Karban. And if there was Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Saif, he would be Chayiv Karban. He'd be Chayiv Karban El Vier. I also know it means that he's going to get Kapara only if there was Yediyah B'Tchila, because it says the Chol Chatoisam, which suggests that he could be at some point will be Chayiv Chatas. The only way he would at some point be Chayiv Chatas is if he has Yediyah, but he had Yediyah previously. Because if he didn't have Yediyah previously, even if he has Yediyah B'Saif, he won't have Yediyah B'Tchilu B'Saif, he won't be Chayev Oilu B'Yoyred. Obviously, we're talking about where he had Yediyah B'Tchilu, there was just no Yediyah B'Saif, he's not Chayev Karban now. He is someone that could be later will be Chayev Karban. In the interim, the Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur, the Sarech Al Hashem, was toila any Yisurim or anything that's supposed to happen to this person because of the fact that he has not yet gotten Kapara for his Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh.